Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, August 8th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council.
The thing about unemployment insurance is it's money spent in the community that supports not just the person getting it, but all their neighbors as well.
That's Michelle Evermore, Senior Policy Analyst at the National Employment Law Project, on this week's Monday Morning QB show here on WPFW.
I am seeing so much spontaneous organizing around unemployment insurance. And as we've seen historically, expansions in worker organizing and workers coming together to build power doesn't happen in little by little. It usually happens all at once. There's usually a big calamity that causes workers to realize, hey, we're getting a bad deal here. We've been getting a bad deal for too long, and we're going to demand more. And I am seeing the beginnings of something like that happening here and now.
Michelle Evermore, Senior Policy Analyst at the National Employment Law Project. On this week's Monday Morning QB show, we've got a link to the show in the podcast show notes, or go to WPFWFM.org and click on Archived Shows. You can catch Monday Morning QB every Monday at 11 a.m. right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. In today's labor history, on this date in 1902, delegates to the St. Paul Trades and Labor Assembly elected 35-year-old Charles James, leader of the Boot and Shoe Workers Union, as their president. He was the first African-American elected to that leadership post in St. Paul and, many believe, the first anywhere in the nation. By the way, next time you're in St. Paul, stop by 419 Sherburne Avenue. Charles James' home is still there. Today's labor quote is by Cesar Chavez, who was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Bill Clinton on this date in 1994, becoming the first Mexican-American ever to receive the honor. Cesar Chavez, who said, "Once social change begins, it cannot be reversed. You cannot uneducate the person who has learned to read. You cannot humiliate the person who feels pride. You cannot oppress people who are not afraid anymore." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Union Plus believes Black Lives Matter and values the lives of Black people. Union Plus denounces racism in all its forms and stands up against hatred. Read their statement at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.